Be warned against a proud spirit. We can say of the wicked pride which assumes superiority over others, it is of the devil. But we may not say, the devil made me do it. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. In writing those words, the poet expressed a very wise way to approach life. Recount with me the three attitudes one may have toward himself. First, he may have a sub-self-image in which he depreciates himself and considers himself inferior and unworthy. Second, he may have a super-self-image in which he elevates himself and thinks he is superior to and more important than other persons. Third, he may have a sane self-image in which he sees himself as he really is, admitting his strengths and weaknesses, and gives himself to God as the dear child and willing servant of the Lord. Now, we've discussed the subject of sub-self-image, the person who feels inferior. So let us turn our attention to the super-self-image, the person who feels superior. God expressed his attitude toward such a person through his prophet Isaiah. He knows those who say, "Stand by yourself, come not near to me, I am holier than you." And God says of them, "These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all day." Now, as the smoke of a campfire flows into your face and makes your eyes water and your nose sting, so the person who claims to be superior to his peers is that way to God. Such a spirit is not true superiority, it is sinful pride. And the devil causes it. We can say of the wicked pride which assumes superiority over others, it is of the devil. But we may not say, the devil made me do it. In fact, he may tempt one to pride, but he cannot make one be proud. It is by the consent of one's own will that he surrenders to the devil's temptation to pride. The Bible is very clear that the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So be warned, therefore, against a proud spirit. Know when the temptation comes, and you have the first thoughts of superiority over another, that God is not approving. His principle is, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Pride is of the devil. Humility is of the Lord. Not only does the devil cause it, God hates it. You see, God does not cause pride, but God hates pride. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19 lists seven things which God hates, things which are an abomination to him. The first item on the list is a proud look. A self-important person may be approved and applauded by his peers, but he is judged and condemned by God. God warns, "I say to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Now that is a warning against a super self-image. The warning is against estimating oneself above his real value, thinking of oneself too highly in regards to others. The world praises the person who appears to be self-sufficient. God approves the person who recognizes his limitations and is humble before God. So your attitude will reflect whether you wish to be approved by the world or approved by the Lord God. Not only does the devil arouse it and God hates it, but people detest this spirit of pride. People who have the right perspective on life will recognize the person of a super self-image for what he truly is. They see in all his assumed superiority a poor, self-deceived person who pretends to be what he is not, and they do not honor such a misguided attitude. Psalm 40, verse 4 reads, "Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and respects not the proud, nor those who turn aside to lies." That means God's blessings are upon the person who is not impressed with self-inflated persons, who does not seek their approval or support. One filled with pride often derides and scoffs at humble faith in God. He sets traps for the humble. He seeks to oppress and tyrannize those whom he considers to be inferior to himself. Clear-minded persons recognize pride as of the devil and refuse to honor such persons. They endure the derision of the arrogant and the contempt of the proud while they wait upon God to vindicate them. It's quite evident in Holy Scripture also that the guilty suffer for their pride. Do not be envious of those who act as if they are superior. There is a dread day of accounting coming in which each one will answer to God for his sinful pride. King Nebuchadnezzar looked over the magnificent city of Babylon. It was a marvel of architecture, a wonder of the world. He boasted in his heart of how he had built such a great city and how it showed the magnificence of his person and power. And in that moment, the judgment of God was announced against him. The once proud king lost his sanity and lived like a wild animal of the field for 7 years. His sanity was returned and his kingdom restored when he humbled himself before the God of heaven and confessed him as the real king over all. He suffered because of his sense of self-importance, his super self-image. Now, there are many passages in the Holy Scripture which tell of the destructive power of pride. It binds one like a chain. It is accompanied by contention. Ultimately, it will bring the proud person low. The prophet Obadiah's announcement against the proud people of Edom is applicable to a proud person anywhere. He wrote, "The pride of your heart has deceived you. Though you exalt yourself as an eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, God says, I will bring you down." See, Paul warned Timothy that one who is lifted up with pride will fall into the condemnation of the devil. A haughty spirit of superiority is not an inherited trait. It is not a weakness. It is not a mistake. It is a sin. God declares it to be so. He calls us to look on one another as equals, respecting the other person above ourselves. He who is filled with the sense of superiority, who looks down on his fellows as inferior, is sinning against God and against his peers. So flee from the haughty spirit of a super self-image. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. For the economy of grace is such that the way up is down. Blessed Father, we recognize our value, made as we are in the image and likeness of God. But at the same time, we recognize that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And so we offer praise and thanksgiving to you that you take those of us who are undone and inferior in ourselves, and you make us as the very people of God, strengthened with the power of God Himself, the life of God living in us, and you make us persons worthy to know. Now forgive us on those occasions when we have endured in sinful pride and thought ourselves superior, and teach us a humility of spirit that accepts ourselves as we truly are. In Jesus' name, amen.